daf is daf Chaf Aleph, right? We got to the top line of Chaf Aleph. Amar Aleph, Ilfa, Rabbi Yochanan. Very interesting story about Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. Havi Garsi Baraisa, they were learning, I'm sure Harus is necessary, but they were learning in Beis Medrash. And Dechik Elu Milsa, it became very difficult for them to support themselves and their families. Dechik Elu Milsa Tuva, very, very much. Amri, they said to each other, Nikam Vinezal, Vinavid, Iska, let's make a parnasa. Some certain point person is not able to learn anymore. He needs to support himself and his family. So let's go work. Let's be fulfilling ourselves. Efes ki lo yeh b'cha evyon. There won't be any niyim evyonim among you. Azlu, so they went ahead and started to look for a trade. Osfei tusei guderiya. This is why we bring this story, because yesterday we were talking about walls that were very weak and ready to fall. So they sat, not knowing, below a wall that's very weak. Have a kakrachi karchi rift. So they began to have some lunch, eat some bread. Also, Trey Malachi Asharis, two Malachim came along, and Shama Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan heard them speaking. The Merchal Chavi one said to the next, Nishtei Elayu, Hai Gudu, let's throw this wall on top of them, Venik Tilinu, and kill them. Shemanichim Chaim Olam Abba, Oskim Bechaisha, they're leaving the world of Olam Haba, the world of the Beis Medrash, and they're being Osik in Chaisha, temporary enjoyment into matters of this world, of Parnasa. It's not to say that person shouldn't make a parnasa, but maybe for these individuals, as we'll see, for them at least, this was what was right for them. They shouldn't be going to work. They should be learning. So Amalei Idach Shevkinu. The other one said, "No, leave them alone." The Ika Behuchad, the Kai Malei Shait. The one of them right now is it's the right time for him. He's being very successful. We can't touch him. So Yochanan Shama Ilfa Lo Shama. Yochanan heard this conversation, and Ilfa did not hear this conversation. Rabbi Yochanan didn't know that Ilfa didn't hear this conversation, though. So he says, Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Ilfa, he says to his friend, Chavrusa, Shama Mar Midei, did you hear anything? Amalei, lo, didn't hear a thing. So Rabbi Yochanan says to himself, Midishame Ana, Vilfa lo Shama, from the fact that I heard this conversation of Malachim and he didn't, Shema Amina Lididi Kaimi, I must be the one who is right now is the time for me, now's my opportunity, Kaimili Shaita, now's my chance. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan says, Ihadar, I'm going to retract and go back to the Beis Medrash and fulfill the other pasuk, ki lo yachtal evyon mikarva hearts, that they'll never cease to not have an aniyim. Meaning they're always going to be aniyim, then I'll be one of the aniyim, I'll be an evyon. So Rabbi Yochanan went back to the Beis Medrash to learn, and Ilfa did not return back. Ad asa Ilfa, malach Rabbi Yochanan. Until Ilfa came back to the Beis Medrash, however many weeks, months, years later, I'm not sure how long it was, Malach Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was crowned to be Rosh Shiva of the Beis Medrash. Amrlo, so they said to him, E Asiv Mar Vigaris, Lahav Malach Mar. So they said to Ilfa, when he returned back to the Beis Medrash, so had you sat and learned, they would never have crowned Rabbi Yochanan and said, you would have been the one who would have been the Rosh Shiva. So it hurt Ilfa's feelings a little bit, I guess. Also, Tali Nafshi Be'askara Disvinsa, he went to climb the top of the boat, the top of the boat, what's it called, a mast or something, right? And Amar, he said, Iika de Shali b'masis de Rechia, Rabbi Oshaya, if somebody would ask me a question from the Brises, from the world of Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Oshaya, l'ipsha pashtina like masis, I don't answer from a Mishnah, nafilna me'askaria de Svinasa, I'm going to jump off of this mast, v'tavana, I'm going to drown in the waters. So Asa Husab, a certain elderly man came up and Tanalei, he taught him the following Brisa, Omer, a person says the following, Tenu shekel of nai b'shabbos. Please, I want you to give my son one shekel per week. V'hein ruin laseis lahem sela. But this child really is worthy of receiving a sela, double that amount. No sin lo sela. He clearly wants a sela to be given to the child. But if mamar al titnu lihaim el shekel, if he says, I only want you to give him a shekel, then the halacha is, ain't no sin lahem el shekel. Then you're only allowed to give a shekel to the child. So we're talking about a situation we're referring to the man, the father saying from his estate what to give to his children. So the Gemara says, now Amarle, so who is the author? So this is a Brisa, this is a Masnisa of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shaya. So where is there such a concept that exists in the Mishnah? What's the background for this? So Elfa answers, Amarle, Hamani, Rabbi, who's the author of this Brisa? It must be Rabbi Meir. He, Damar mitzvah, l'kaim, divr ha-meis, it's a mitzvah. The Gemara tells us in Gittin, Babas, and elsewhere, that it's a mitzvah to fulfill the words of the divr ha-meis. The meis has something he writes in the will. You have to fulfill that. And that's the basis of this halacha that's found in the Masnisa, Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shaya.
Just to show that if he would have stayed, he would have been greater? Is that proof?
I think it's just saying even now, I guess even now he's so how great he is. Even now, he didn't have to go back. He still is greater. Right now, he's greater perhaps than Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe. I'm not sure. Or maybe he's trying to tell us that even though a person works, he could still be a Talmid Chacham. I don't know. All good points, though. Amro Lav al Nachum Ish Gamzu. Famous story of Nachum Ish Gamzu. Shehaya Suma Mishayinav. He was blind in both eyes. Gita Mishay Yadav. He was missing his hands. Gita Mishay Ragav. Missing his legs. Mechol Gufa Malishchin. His body was full of boils. Vayamutal Bebeis Ruwa. He was living in a house that was very weak, falling apart. Ragli Mitasa Monucha Mesfalim Shemayim. And the legs of his bed were placed in buckets of water. Kadesh Shalo Yalu Alav Nimalim. So ants don't climb up the bedpost onto his body. Sapam Achas. One time his bed was in this very weak house, weak structure, and Bikshu Tamidav Lefanos Mitaso, they wanted to take out the bed so he doesn't fall and collapse on him. V'acharkach Lefanos says Kalim, and afterwards remove all the different utensils, his clothing in the house. So Nachum Ish Gamzu says to his Tamidim Amar Lehem, Binai, Panos Kalim, first take out all the Kalim, V'acharkach Panos Mitaso, and then only afterwards you should remove me. Shemuftach Lechem, it's a promise, I promise to you. She calls man shani bebayis, ain't a bias, no fail. So long as I'm in the house is guaranteed not to fall. So first, what they did is, pinos hakelim, they removed the kelim, and then acharkach, pinos hamitaso, then they removed him in his bed. For nafal habayis, and immediately the house collapsed. Amrlo Tamidav, his student said to him, to Nachum Ish Gamzu, Rebbe, v'chimeacha shetzadik gamaratas. It's clear you're a great tzadik, that the house didn't fall while you're inside there. Shalama also lechakach. So why are you in such a state of being so troubled, having all these limbs missing, all these pains? Amar lehem benai ani garamti latzmi. I caused this to myself. How? Shpam achas ha'isi mahalich b'derech lebayis beischami. I was once walking or traveling to my father-in-law's house. V'haya imi masoi shlosha chamurim. I had three donkey loads with me. And echad shemachal, one of food, echad shemisha, one of drink, and echad shemine megadim, other delicacies. And ba'ani echad a certain Ani came to me, Amr Libaderach was standing on the path, and Amr Li says to me, Rebbe, Rebbe, Parnaseni, please give me what to eat. So Amar Tilo, I said to him, Hemtin, Achi Efrok Menachomer, let me come down and take all the loads off my donkey. Lespakti Lefrok Menachomer, Achi Yotza Nishmaso, I delayed, and this poor Ani had passed away. Halachti Venafalti Apanav, I ran over to the individual, I fell into his face, and Amarti, I said, Eini Shalochasu Alinech, my eyes, which didn't have mercy on your eyes, Yasumu, they should become blind. And yadai shalo yachasu yadecha, my hands that were not merciful on your hand, yiskadmu, they should be cut off. Raglai shalo yachasu al raglecha, my legs that were not merciful on your legs, yiskatu, should be cut off. Lonskar daiti, and he wasn't pleased with all that happening. Ashemarti kol gufi ye mole shchin, until he said that his entire body should be full of boils. So Amrulo, so the Tamidim, after hearing this ma'isa, said, Oy lanu shavinu bekach, woe to us, we've seen you in such a situation, such a state. Amalhem, so he responds back to his Tamidim, Oy li, im lo reisinu bekach, woe to me if you didn't see me. I mean, I wanted you to see me in this state. Why? Which pshat? Why did you want him to see in this state? I shouldn't explain, but I guess it's humbling for them to see how I guess one should treat an ani and not to take it lightly. So my karli Nachum Ish Gamzu, so why did he get such a name? So the chom milsa to have a salakalei Amar Gamzu L'tov. Anything that happened to him, anything bad that ever happened to him, he always said, Gamzu L'tov, this is also for the best. Even though we don't always see why it's the best, it's always for the best. Zimna Chada, one time, Baal L'shturi Yisrael Doran, the Beit Kesar. They wanted to send gifts, Klaisa wanted to send gifts to the Beit Kesar. And Amru, Man Yezel, who's going to go and present the Doran, the gifts to the head, the king? Yezel Nachum Ish Gamzu, let him go. The Melumad Ben Nisan, he's used to Nisan being performed for him. So, Shadu Biyade Malay Sifta Davanim Tovos Margolios. They sent with him a bag of precious jewels and gems. Also, Bas Bahu Dira Bilayla. So, one night he spent in a certain inn. Kamna Hanach Diaro Vishaklinu Lesifte Umaluna Afra. The people, the hosts of that inn, stole the gems and the pearls and they filled it up with dirt. Kimata Hasim, now he didn't know at the time what had happened. He was carrying the same bag, he thought. When he received, and when he got arrived at the Beit Kesar, Sharinu Lesifta, Chazunu Demal Afra, they opened up the bag and they saw it was full of dirt. So Ba Malkul Mikulinu, the cool, he wanted to kill Nachum Ish Gamzu and all the Jews for ridiculing him. So what happened? Amr Kamechaycha Bi Yehudai, they're making fun of me. Amr Gamzu Latova, so he says, this, I don't know why, but somehow this is also Gamzu Latova. Also Eliyahu, Idme Le Kechad Minayu, Eliyahu appeared looking like one of the other soldiers of the Kesar, Amalei Dilma Ha'afra Me'afra Da'Avram Avunhu. Maybe this is a special dirt that came from Avram Avinu. What's so special about the dirt of Avram Avinu? Dechi have a shod the Avram, when you throw the dirt, have a saifa gile, have a gari, it would become a arrow. Dechsev yitain kafar charbo ke kash nidav kashto. The dirt looks like a sword or like a bow. They had a certain country, Medina, they couldn't take, conquer. But they tested it out and used to throw dirt, and the dirt turned into arrows, and Imam Mishra took, helped them conquer this city. So Ayla begins, they brought Nachmish Gamzu to the Otzer, the treasure, and Maleus to the Sifta Avarim Tovos Margalios. They paid him back with all these precious gems and jewels that he initially had brought with him. Now he's going back with a full bag. Vishaduna, the Yikra Rabban, they sent him off in tremendous, with a tremendous kavod. Kiyasa Besa Bahu Diara, he went back to that same inn that he was in the first place. Amulei Maya Isina Bahadech Davdulacha Yikara Kuli Hai. He saw, he came back with all this kavod. They wanted to know, what exactly did you do to deserve such a kavod? They expected him to be killed because he gave them dirt, what they thought. So Amulehu, he says, I don't know. Maya Deshaka Mehacha Amtulahasim. Whatever I took from here, I brought there. So Sasru, sorry, I lost the line here. Here we go. Sasu le dirahu, v'amtinu le beimalka. So what did they destroy the dira, and I guess they brought in all the dirt from that, from the dira. What?
I mean, they were dirt from underneath.
For underneath it, but doesn't Sasu mean to destroy? Right.
They
destroyed the dira, and they amtu le beimalka. They brought all the dirt to the beimalka. They said that dirt that that other guy came with, that turned into arrows, that was our dirt. Here we brought a much more bag, many more bags of that dirt. But cool, they chested out the dirt, they started throwing it at the wall, and it was nothing but dirt. Nothing happened. They killed that particular innkeeper.
Also went from Ramavino to go back to the same hotel.
That's true. So he learned that from Avram, right? Very good. Very good. Mar now says the two dots go from the Mishnah. Ezu Dever. What was the definition of a Dever? Ir, Hamotzia, Chamesh Meos, Ragli. I think it was 300 to 500 was the ratio of deaths within the city from a certain Dever. So Gemara quotes to Bryce now. Tanur Rabbanan, Ir, Hamotzia, Chamesh Meos, Ve'elef, Ragli. If there are 1,500 people, Kigon Kfar Akko, V'yatzu heimanu tisha mesim b'shlosh yamim zachazeh, and 9 people die. That's the same ratio, 9 to over 1,500. The same ratio as 3 over 500 in 3 consecutive days. Hareza dever, that's considered dever. If it happens b'yom echad, if they all die in one day, b'dal yamim, or it's spread out over 4 days or longer, ain't a dever. That's not considered dever. It has to be mamish, this ratio of 3 to 500 on 3 consecutive days. Via Hamotzia Chamesh Meos Ragli, a city that has 500 people, Kigon Kfar Amiko, B'yatzu Menu Shlosha Mesim V'Gimel Yavim. Same idea. 3 people die in 3 consecutive days. Zachar Zeharei Zedever. That's also Dever. But going on to Amud Beis now, B'yom Echad or B'arba Yavim. If this happens on one day or in 4 days or longer, Ain Zedever. That's not considered Dever. The other Gemara says a sign called Drokart. What's a Drokart? Rashi tells what Drokart is. The sim is, okay, it's a city, a drokart. So it's a ir hamotzia chamesh meis ragle hava. It had 500 people in the city. V'yatzmi v'nishlosha meisim biyom echad, and 3 people had died on one day. Gozer Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda Tanisa. He was Gozer Tainis. Some Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, a different Rav Nachman. Kiman, who does he hold like? Ki Rabbi Meir. Who's Rabbi Meir? Those learning Daf Yomi are going to get to this soon. In Baba Kama, the Rabbi Yitzchak Nigi Chosav Chayv. So if an animal, Shor Muad, gores in 3 consecutive days, he's Shor Muad. So only 3 consecutive days. So Rameir says, certainly if he gores 3 times in one day, he's certainly going to be a Shor Muad. So if 3 people die on one given day, so certainly that's going to be a Dever as well. So therefore, this opinion of Rav Nachman by Rav Chisda, who was Gozer Tainis, the 3 people who died in one day, was based on this idea of Rabbi Meir, that was a Kol Shekein of such a Chazak existence. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Leikamar, listen legavan. Maybe you should get up and you should come sit with us, says Rashi. Leikamar lahacha, Rashi explains around 10 lines down. The Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak have a Yosef ben Gavri de lo chashiv kulihai. He was sitting amongst people who were not so chashiv. The Kamar Le Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisser says Rashi, Leikamar Mehasan Velisa Lisa Gabe comes in near us. We have a city of much more Tamni Chachamim. We'd be much more comfortable here. We have to learn better here. Come to us. So what does he say? Amar Lei Tanina, the Misha tells us, Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Mekomo Shal Adam Mechabdo El Adam Mechabes Mekomo. It's not the place that's Mechabed a person, but the person is Mechabed the place. So Rashi explains, what does this mean? So it says, Lo Mekomo Shal Adam Mechabdo Im Hala Elech Veisha Sham Ein Amakom Mechabdeni. I'm not going to, the place is not going to Mechabed me. It's not depending where I am. It's about me. Wherever I'm going to be, I'm going to get the same cover, whether it be in a place full of Tamni Chachamim or a place not. I'm the one who's Mechabed the Makom, and it's not the Makom that's Mechabed me. How does he know such a concept? Shekein Matzina Bahar Sinai, Shekol Zman Sheshchina Shuroi Alav. So long as the Shechina was on the Har Sinai, Amr Torah, the Torah says, Gam Aton Vabaka Al Yeru Al Mulhar Haru. The animals couldn't be near the mountain. However, the moment Istalka Shechina Mimena, the moment the Shechina left, Amr Torah, the Torah said, Mivshoch Hayovel, when the shofar blasts, Hema Yalu Bahar, they could ascend the mountain. So we see that the Shechina was Mechabed the Makom. Now that Makom is Mechabed the Shechina. So too, that's what he says back. No matter where I am, I'm Mechabed the Makom. It's not about anyone else around me. It's not about the Makom. It's about me. Yechein Matzini Ba'ol Mori. We have the same thing by Ol Mori, by the Mishkan, Shebe Midbar, Shekozman, Shehu Natoi. So long as it was in the place, it was camped. Amr Torah, the Pasuk says, Vayishalchum Namachana Kol Tzaruah. So all the Mitzorot had to go outside the camps. Hu Gulol HaParochas. But when they removed the Parochas, Hosru, Zavin, Mitzaram, Likanisham, they allowed everybody, all the time, people to enter in. So too, it's not about the Makom, it's about the people. When the Shechina and the Mishkan was there, so then the place was Kadosh. When it was removed, then it wasn't Kadosh anymore.
So when I was coaching basketball, I would tell the kids, they was like, I want this number, I want that number, I like 23, but I don't go with drives. They said, the kid makes the number doesn't make the kid.
Oh, there you go. Okay, we should add you on to this list here. See, this is a good Gemara. It's leading us up to the theme on Shavuos night. There's a Kabbalah Satara. Okay, the Gemara says now, Yahachi, that's the case. Nikam Ana Legave Mar. So if you're Mechabi the Makom, your place is so covered, we should all go live by you. As Amar Lei, so he says, Mutav Yavo Mana Ben Pras, Eta Mana Ben Mana, Va Yavo Mana Ben Mana, Eta Mana Ben Pras. Better that person like myself, he says, who's a Mana Ben Pras. We're referring to, what was the name of Nachman Bar Yitzchak? His father was just Yitzchak, not Rav Yitzchak. So I'm just a pashut. My father was very pashut. So I'm a mona, more significant in value than a pras. Better for me, who doesn't have so much yichas, to go to you, than for you, who are your Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista, your Rav Chista son, your mona ben mona, then you come and leave to come to me. I'm not sure in the end of the day if anyone ever moved or not. But that was the dialogue.
I'm sure his father wasn't so happy about that statement.
They understood who they were. He wasn't. He didn't have smicha. Did Rashi say anything about them leaving anywhere? No. Okay. Gemara now says five Y lines down. Bisura hava divarta. In sura there is a dever. Bishivusa derav in the neighborhood of Rav. Lohavas rather divarta. But bishivusa derav lohava divarta. But in the neighborhood of Rav there was not dever. Savru minay, everyone thought mishum zechus the Rav the nafish. Everyone thought because Rav had so much zechuyos, it was in his zechus that the devil did not hit his city. It's chazle bechilma, and it was shown to who's them. I guess the people of the city, they all had the same dream. So they were shown in a dream. Rav the nafish zechus tuva habos zuchule the Rav. This is a nothing for him. Meaning this is they wouldn't waste his zechus for something so small for his high level. El mishum ahu gavur the shal marav zvile. It was for a particular person who would borrow a shovel and a, what do I say, Mari and Zvila, Mari's like a spade and a hoe, yeah? Both of them?
Hoe and a shovel.
Hoe and a shovel. The kvura, bidrokra, the kvura. They would borrow the shovel and the hoe in order to dig and perform the mitzvah of meis mitzvah. And therefore in his zechus, I'm not sure why the idea of a borrowing, must be that he did the actual Kavura. Let's look at Rashi. You see Rashi three wide lines down. He says le kavura, umishum zechusay the kavura, madad amida keneged mida. Because the chus of him performing all the burials, he was zocha not to be buried himself, and the dever did not hit his entire city. Bidrokaras, that's the same city we saw above. Havas delay kasa. There's a certain fire that hit. Ubishivuusay the Rav Huna lo have a delay kasa, but the fire never went to the neighborhood, the area where Rav Huna lived. Savvim mina, everybody thought it was bezechus of the Rav Huna the Nafish. They thought there was a bezechus of Rav Huna that they were protected. It's chadzila bechilme. They saw in a dream. Hayzuchale the Rav Huna. This also was a small matter for Rav Huna. Ella came mishum dahi. It says there's a certain woman to mechamememes tanura mishayla lishvu veise. When she would come, she would heat up her oven and then make gitzchalas and stuff and lend it out, maybe lend out the oven to her neighbors. Was it lending out the oven or lending out that she would make chalas and lend out the chalas? What does it say? Yeah, she would lend out the oven apparently. The oven she would lend out for the friends to all use the oven. And that was a very, very nice chesed she did. And in that zechus, they are protected from the esh. Again, mida connected mida.
I guess the whole expense was light. The fire would light it up.
Amrile, the Rav Yehuda, they said to Rav Yehuda, Asa Kamtzei, Kamtzei is a certain type of grasshopper is coming. Gazer Tanisa, he was scared, so he goes there, Tainis. Amrile, he said, Lo Kamifasten. They said, we didn't lose anything. Rashi says, what does that mean? Rashi explained, Lo Kav Mafse, Lo Baina, Lemigzer Tainisa, we don't have to be Gozer Tainis. Because I guess the Kamtzei wasn't eating anything. So what happens? Amrile, so he says, Zavda, Aisu, then they said, he said to them, Zavda Aisu Behadayu. They bring Zavda. What's Zavda? Rashi explains, Zavda Aisu Behadayu. It's Betmiya. Vichitseda Hiviu Imam. Did they bring a trap along with them? Shleaf Sidu Satzvua. How do you know they're not going to come along here and end up being Mechala and wipe out all our Tvua? They bring traps with them to protect all our Tvua? Certainly not. So therefore, he thought it was necessary to be Gozer Tainus. So Amr, the Rav Huda said to Rav Huda, Ika Mosna Bichazira. There's what's called swine flu, let's say, that all the different pigs were dying. We'll see why that's relevant in just a second, swine flu. Gaza Tanisa, so there goes their tinus, so because all the pigs were dying. So Neima Kasar Rav Yehuda, Maka Mishulechas, Miminecha Mishulechas, Mikol Aminim. Maybe you're going to suggest that a certain disease, a virus is going to jump from one species to another species. Usually they don't carry over from one to the next. If, elephants are dying from something, it's not going to carry over to the humans or to the lions. So maybe he thinks that it actually does jump from one to the next. Lo, he says, normally it doesn't, it's not true, one species cannot jump to another species. But shiny chazira de damye mayu levne inshi. Because apparently the stomachs of the pigs are very similar to the stomachs of the humans, and that's what happened when the swine flu came out. That was the concern, because it can carry from pigs to humans. And those people who knew this Gemara were pointed to this Gemara. That was the source that they were all saying by the doctors. Okay. Gemara says, Amrile, the Shmuel, they said to Shmuel, Ika Musna, Bechaza, there's a certain death that's wiping people out in a city called Bechaza. So Gazer Tanisa, there goes their Tainus. Amrile, they said to him, Hamarchik, isn't it so far away? This Musna, I don't know how far it was, but it was apparently far enough, they shouldn't have any concern. Drashi explain? Doesn't explain how far. Fine. Amrileka Mavra, Hacha the Pasikle. So he says, is there probably more of a question for him? Is there no, there's no bridge here for them to pass over? Meaning it could carry through anything. As long as there's a passageway, it can make our way over here. So he says further, Amrilei, Rav Nachman, Ika Mosna Ba'arad Yisrael. So he says to Rav Nachman, there's a certain disease that's passing through Eretz Yisrael. Gazer Tanisa, who's Gozer Tainus. So what happens is, Amr Im Gvira, Loke, Shivcha Lokol Shekein. So if Eretz Yisrael, which is the Gvira, the master, is being punished, so certainly the Shifcha, all the Avadim, all the surrounding countries are going to be affected as well. So time of the Gvira Shifcha, only because Eretz Yisrael is the mother and everybody else is the servants, but ha Shifcha v'Shifcha lo. But if they're two different cities, two different countries far away, so then they're both, one's a Shifcha, the other's a Shifcha, then you can't draw such a Kal v'Chomer. But didn't Shmuel say Ika Muslim be Bechoza and Gozer Tainus? And even though they're both in Chutzlarts, Bechozai and Shmuel was in Naharda, so they're both in Chutzlarts, that he was goes there from one Shifcha, if you will, to another Shifcha. So Gemara says Shani Hasam came to Ika Shairaisa Delave Vasi Bahadai. Since there are caravans going back and forth from the different cities, so then there's a concern that you could bring along with it the disease and the virus as well. Let's keep going. Abu Umna was a certain individual who was a makis dam, he was a doctor, he was bloodletter, and hava asid leishlam of misifta derekia, and he received shalom. Rashi explains what that means, four lines from the bottom, shalma mirakia baskol omeris lo shalom alecha. He would have received greetings from above. So, from the base message of Rekia, koyom, every single day. Ulabaye, who we all know well, komali yom adid Shabbos, he'd only receive this greeting Erev Shabbos. The Rava Komali Yom Di Kippur, he would only hear once a year, Erev Yom Kippur, would he hear this greeting. have a kachal shadaita debai. I was very, very upset about Mishum Daba Umna. I only get it once a week, and this Makis Dam, this doctor, is getting it every single day. You can't do what he does. The chesed that this doctor does, you can't even come close to. So my have a uvda. What does he do? Daba Umna. So Gemara explains, Yechihava Avin Milsa, when he would do perform his medicine, have a machas gavi lechudei v'nashin lechudei, he would have separate waiting rooms, one for the men, one for the women. Vishle levusha dispe karna, dehaves bizia. He'd have a certain garment that he would wear. The ispe karna, Rashi explains, I don't know, friendship, but Rashi three lines up says, the ispe karna vintusha, shaya tekua bo, hakeren shumakis bo, this certain hole, apparently he put the injection through the hole, so he doesn't have to look at the women. That's what he would use. Again, ki koslisa, back to the Gemara now, ki hava asile issa, have malbishle, he'd wear this cloak, and kiecha delov nishetakel, but in order not to look at the woman when he's doing the bloodletting. Virsay duchta de tsnia, and he also has a certain place, it's a hidden place, the shade bein pshita, the shako disle shade bein, the lesay lo mechsef bein. A certain place where a person has the money to pay the doctor, he drops it in the little pushka and pays him. And those who can't, doesn't pay, they don't pay, and he doesn't. No one gets embarrassed for not paying. And kihava asrami leitzurim rabbanan, when the Talmud Chacham would come to get his bloodletting done, agim minei lo shaki, he wouldn't take any payment from them. Ubasu dekai yalei pshite, and after they would get up, he would actually give them some money. He would say to them, zio bari nafshech, you should go be healthy and continue to, Rashi says, taver etzmecha, be healthy. He says this to everybody, not only to the Talmud Chacham, but to all the individuals, he would give them a bracha. How long does the story go till? What time do we have? It's 9:28, we're doing good. Let's finish to the top of the, few lines to the top of the next page, is the end of the story, I think. Gemara now says, yom echad, one day, shadar bai zuga derban lemivtike. One day, he really wanted to test out this doctor, see how true he really was. So usvinu vachlinu vashkinu. So they had fed him. They drank. They gave him what to drink. Umachle bistarke bilayla. So what do they do? Rashi explains that last line of the Rashi here. Machle bistarke bisatraka kipel tachten tachshite tzemer. They folded below him some wool and liyashem behem in order for him to sleep on it. Okay. What?
They were the guests.
They were the guests. Oh, so he gave to them. They slept over at his house, to the doctor's house, and the doctor gave them some nice wool to sleep on. So then he says, let's safra in the morning. Karchinu v'shaklinu. Their rabbis took the wool, and they took it when they left, folded up and left with them. V'kamu v'nafku. They left l'shuk. They went off to the shuk stealing these wool pillows. V'ashkichinu. And then he found them. The doctor found them.
They found the doctor
in the shuk. The doctor found the rabbanim. Right? No? Really? Let's see. I have asked Yechinu, Umatas HaTamidim. According to the Masifti here, the Abba Umna went to the Shuk and he found the Tamidim. Okay, my focus, what exactly happened? The article says that they found the doctor. Okay, they found each other. Okay. Amulei, what?
More important, who said what?
Right, exactly. Who said, either way, they found each other.
Didn't Ask Yechinu a lesson,
Yeah, he found them. Eshkinu is Ashkechin Lahem. He found them. That the doctor found.
It would be Ashkechine then.
Him. No, Ashkechinu would be plural, which is what it is. That they found them. Whatever it is. Anyway, they found each other. Amule, so they said to him, the Tamidim said to the doctor, Lishaimu Mar Heichashavi. So he says, Rashi explains to Amule, the top line, La'aba Umna. They said to the doctor, Lishaiminu Mar Vahavlan Demayu. Let's evaluate it and give us the money. So what happens is, they apparently stole it. They wanted to pay back the money for it. So we'll buy it from you. So tell us how much it costs and we'll pay for it. So he says to them, this is the price. They said, maybe they're worth more. He says, this is, I bought it for that much. That was the price. So they said to him, Didachnu, these are yours. V'shaklinu minach. So what was happening, they were in the shuk, busy selling his own pillows. I mean, he lost his pillows. So he wanted to get new pillows for his next guest. So he went to the shuk, and he found these people selling pillows, and he didn't know they were selling the own pillows that they stole. So he says, how much do you want for them? So he says, I'll pay for this amount of money for them. So he says, maybe they're worth more, maybe you should pay more money for it. He says, no, this is what I bought them for initially. And he said that these are actually the pillows that we stole from you. So they're testing him out, testing his anger, testing his his yashrus. Amulei, so the Talmidim said further to him, "B'matus aminach, we ask of you, please, b'may chashdinan. When we stole the pills initially, what were you choshish us for?" Amulei, so he says to them, "Amina, I said to myself, pidyon shvuyim iklei lehu rabbanim. Maybe you had to redeem someone from captivity. V'ksifu lememrali, but you were embarrassed to tell me that you need money, so you figured you'd take some of my property." So Amulei, so he said, "Hashta, now we know nashklinumar. Please take them back. Take these pills back." So Amulei, he says to them, "Mehu shaita, from that moment when I saw the pills were gone, aschatinu midadaitu litzdaka, I already gave it up as mafkir to tzedaka, so I refuse to take it back from you guys now." And that ends the story. This was the yashrus of this particular doctor. Should we go weiter? One more?
Yeah.
Yeah, keep going, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, we'll go a few more lines. Okay. We'll do one more line here. Havakalcha chal shadaita, the Rabbi was very, very upset that he was, he'd only get the greetings from Shemaim just once a year. Mishim Dabai. Bai would get it every week. So Amrilei, so they said to him, "Mistayach adaka magnis akula krachen." So don't worry about it. Your zechus is greater that you protect the entire city. So don't be so sad. Even though you only hear the greetings once a week, it's still good enough. You have a tremendous zechus at what you're doing. Okay, now we'll stop. All right, everyone have a good night. We'll see you guys tomorrow night.